Secretary of State Colin Powell is in Bangkok today, where he is discussing the war on terrorism with Thai leaders. Powell spent the weekend in South Asia in an effort to defuse tensions between India and Pakistan. The secretary is on a tour of several Asian nations in connection with the foreign ministers' meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, which opens Wednesday in the Sultanate of Brunei. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is traveling with Powell. She joins me now from Bangkok. Vicky, what came of Powell's visit to India and Pakistan, and did he make any headway in lowering tensions there?
No, but the secretary says he didn't really expect to. He told reporters traveling with him that he hoped to encourage both countries towards demobilization of the troops that they built up on their border over the last 7 months, and perhaps eventually to opening some sort of a dialogue. But he says, you know, even though there was no real breakthrough, he was pleased to find that both sides seemed to understand the necessity of doing that. But it seems unlikely that any sort of substantial progress is going to be made until both sides see the results of elections in Kashmir in the fall, Kashmir being the source of the enduring conflict between the two countries.
Now, Powell is in Bangkok for just about a day. What exactly is he doing there?
In Bangkok, as in the secretary's visits to other Southeast Asian countries later this week, he plans to address primarily cooperation against terrorism. U.S. officials say they've had very good cooperation from governments in this region. In fact, members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations are trying to hammer out some sort of anti-terrorism language at their meeting this week in Brunei. Secretary Powell will be joining that meeting in the middle of the week.
What is the intent of the anti-terrorism resolutions?
Well, we don't have the language so far. It's still being negotiated, apparently with some resistance by Indonesia and Vietnam. A senior State Department official says that ASEAN works by consensus, meaning any member can block language that they don't accept. But the official says the U.S. expects ultimately for the language to be approved. And the official says the language basically covers two areas. One is financial cooperation to keep money from passing easily across borders to finance terrorism. And the other is a broader measure that calls for various ways of cooperation that include, for instance, the exchange of information, intelligence, perhaps documents.
There was concern months ago that Southeast Asia had become a haven for remnants of Al-Qaeda. Any comment from U.S. officials there?
The senior administration officials who talked to reporters here a little while ago said that there was some evidence of Al-Qaeda activity in the region a while back, but he says there's no evidence that Al-Qaeda members have fled Afghanistan and found refuge in this part of the world, at least recently. He says if it is happening, it's against the wishes or perhaps without the knowledge of governments in the region.
Vicky, a representative for North Korea will be at the ASEAN meeting. Any chance of an exchange with Powell?
U.S. officials say they haven't ruled out a meeting with the North Koreans in Brunei, but at the moment nothing is planned. But the chances of such a meeting taking place really improved over the last week because of new comments by North Korea. Over the course of 1 week, North Korea first offered to hold talks with South Korea. A day or so later, Pyongyang offered to meet with the United States. And then at the end of the week, North Korea issued a statement of regret for an exchange of gunfire between a South Korean naval ship and a North Korean vessel that killed five South Korean sailors. U.S. officials say they think the statements are positive, but North Korea has quite a history of reversing itself with very little warning, so U.S. officials won't say much beyond that.
Vicky, thanks very much. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is in Bangkok with Secretary of State Colin Powell.